This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Mental Health and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Laurel Mellon, who is the New York Times bestseller of The Pathway and is an associate clinical professor of family and community medicine and pediatrics at the University of California, San Francisco School of Medicine. She is also the founder of EBTConnect.net, and she will be discussing this today. Dr. Mellon, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Erica, I'm so happy to be here. I just want to mention that I did start in pediatrics, and I moved to family and community medicine and neuroscience-based health. So I just wanted to jump in with that.
Well, thank you for that update as well. So, Dr. Mellon, tell us about your background in social sciences and research.
Well, you know, I'm actually a health psychologist, and I've been on the faculty at UCSF for 35 years and began to have an interest in going to the root cause of stress-related conditions early on. And I've followed that interest for 35 years through the decade of the brain to find a way to rewire the elusive emotional brain. So that's been my interest for all these years.
And when did you start emotional brain training, or EBT, and what is the basics of the program?
The basics of the program is that the 80% of health problems that we have that we put names on and diagnoses to, like depression, anxiety, overeating, addictions, even diabetes, are actually rooted in what goes on in the subcortical mind, in the emotional brain. And up until recently, we mostly thought that the emotional brain, which controls how we respond to life, it dictates our emotions, our expectations, and even our behaviors, was really something that therapists would take care of, or psychiatrists would take care of, or maybe pills would take care of. But in fact, it turns out that the way the emotional brain works is so simple that anyone can learn basic tools that are emotional, and they can begin to take charge of the wires in their brain so they can really go to the root cause of what makes them really healthy, happy people.
If you would, tell our audience about your crowdfunding campaign that has launched in September.
Yes, we're so excited because EBT is now fully based on neurobiology, and yet it is very, very simple tools. And yet we know that people need to have fun and be excited in order to use the tools. So starting in 2007, the method became absolutely, really kind of copied exactly what the brain really likes to do in order to change so that we can have more opportunities to respond effectively in life. And we also knew that we had to have this technology really down to make it fun and exciting. And so our crowdfund campaign is really about helping us take this to the next level so that you can essentially have EBT in your pocket so that you can take it with you when you're stressed out with your kids or you just had an argument with your boss, and you can really have that accessibility to these tools. So instead of being stuck in stress, you spiral up to a state of connection and well-being and clarity and essentially love.
Awesome stuff today. We are with Dr. Laurel Mellon, an associate clinical professor of family and community medicine and pediatrics at the University of California, San Francisco School of Medicine, and also the founder of EBTConnect.net here on eHealth Radio's Mental Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Mellon, what will the funds for the crowdfunding campaign be used for?
This crowdfunding campaign is so important for public health. Let's back up for a moment. These tools are actually giving individuals power to take charge of the circuits in their emotional brain that make them feel great, that stop them from being stuck in stress, running to the refrigerator, feeling depressed and anxious, not able to sleep. We want these tools to be available to everyone, and we know the best way to do that is through apps, mobile streaming, and social media. And this funding will allow us to do that so that instead of this method being only available to a very, very small number of people, the people across the country and even across the globe can begin to use these skills so that they're happier and healthier and more productive in their lives.
Well, Dr. Mellon, how can our audience find out more information about EBT and also on yourself?
Great, thank you. Our website, which we're so excited about because it is technology-based and it is low-cost and easy access, is ebtconnect.net. And one of the reasons that's our website is because the method is emotional brain training, but we know that for people to really get these skills, they need to connect emotionally with themselves and others and also use technology to do that. So that's why we reinvented EBT in a much more simple and accessible form with ebtconnect.net. You can also reach me at laurel@ebt.org. Because what we're doing here is doing not only the application of this method, but also research to make it more and more accessible and have people absolutely love it. We give telegroups so that people can connect with other people. All of it's remote. All of it's easy to do. And these are tools that within the first month that you use them, you will be absolutely amazed at how powerful you are to change your mindset, to go from being stuck to feeling that sense of spiraling up and connected within yourself and with others. We want everyone to have these tools.
Dr. Mellon, it certainly has been a privilege to have had you today. Thanks for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, Eric. Really appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Laurel Mellon, who is the New York Times bestseller of The Pathway. She's also an associate clinical professor of family and community medicine and pediatrics at the University of California, San Francisco School of Medicine, and the founder of ebtconnect.net. And once again, the website of reference is ebtconnect.net. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Mental Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.